Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is preparing to extend his rule and take on new powers after his victory in elections on Sunday. His ruling AK Party and their allies won a majority in Turkey's parliament in the voting. Electoral officials declared Erdogan the winner of the presidential election. Erdogan's main opponent, Muharrem İnce, admitted defeat, but called the vote unjust. Under the new presidential system, the prime minister's position no longer exists, and executive powers are given to the president, who rules with limited checks and balances. As president, Erdogan himself can appoint ministers and vice presidents, approve declarations, propose a budget, and decide on security policies, all without parliamentary approval. The Turkish president has controlled the country's politics for the past 15 years. Critics have accused him of increasingly taking authoritarian actions. But supporters love Erdogan for bringing economic growth and security. Turkey's money, the lira, rose in value on Monday with his victory. Erdogan's victory could also add to Turkey's division with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Western countries are concerned about Turkish ties with Russia. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin was one of the first world leaders to congratulate Erdogan on his victory. In his victory speech, Erdogan set a goal of making Turkey one of the world's top 10 economies by 2023, the 100th anniversary of the Turkish Republic. He also promised a more determined fight against Kurdish rebels and a movement reportedly led by U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Erdogan has accused the clergymen of organizing a plot to overthrow his government. Gulen denies involvement. Turkish forces have arrested 50,000 people since the failed overthrow attempt in 2016. More than 110,000 government workers have also been dismissed under a state of emergency after the coup. The European Union said it hoped Erdogan would remain a committed partner for the EU on major issues of common interest, such as immigration, security, and the fight against terrorism. Luxembourg's foreign minister, Jean Asselborn, noted on Monday it is now up to Erdogan to decide whether Turkey's relations with the EU will improve. I'm Brian Lynn.